Hello everyone and welcome to Daily Psalm Reading. My name is Alex and today we're going to be reading a psalm together. We're going to read it twice. We're going to be reading Psalm 9 and we're going to read it first in the New International Version and then we're going to read it in the King James Version. So let's read together today's psalm, which is Psalm chapter 9. And this is a psalm of David and it is to the tune of the death of the sun. We might not know that tune, but we do have the words of the psalm. So let's read together from verse 1. I will give thanks to you, Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of all your wonderful deeds. I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing the praises of your name, O Most High. My enemies turn back. They stumble and perish before you. For you have upheld my right and my cause, sitting enthroned as the righteous judge. You have rebuked the nations and destroyed the wicked. You have blotted out their name for ever and ever. Endless ruin has overtaken my enemies. You have uprooted their cities. Even the memory of them has perished. The Lord reigns for ever. He has established his throne for judgment. He rules the world in righteousness and judges the people with equity. The Lord is a refuge for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble. Those who know your name trust in you. For you, Lord, have never forsaken those who seek you. Sing the praises of the Lord, enthroned in Zion. Proclaim among the nations what he has done. For he who avenges blood remembers. He does not ignore the cries of the afflicted. Lord, see how my enemies persecute me. Have mercy and lift me up from the gates of death, that I may declare your praises in the gates of daughter Zion. And there rejoice in your salvation. The nations have fallen into the pit they have dug. Their feet are caught in the net they have hidden. The Lord is known by his acts of justice. The wicked are ensnared by the work of their hands. The wicked go down to the realm of the dead, all the nations that forget God. But God will never forget the needy. The hope of the afflicted will never perish. Arise, Lord. Do not let mortals triumph. Let the nations be judged in your presence. Strike them with terror, Lord. Let the nations know they are only mortal. And now we read again, but this time from the King James Version. So let's read Psalm chapter 9 from the King James Version. I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all thy marvellous works. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praise to thy name, O thou Most High. When mine enemies are turned back, they shall fall and perish at thy presence. For thou hast maintained my right and my cause. Thou satest in the throne, judging right. Thou hast rebuked the heathen. Thou hast destroyed the wicked. Thou hast put out their name for ever and ever. O thou enemy, destructions are come to a perpetual end, and thou hast destroyed cities. Their memorial is perished with them. But the Lord shall endure for ever. He hath prepared his throne for judgment, and he shall judge the world in righteousness. He shall minister judgment to the people in uprightness. The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee. For thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. Sing praises to the Lord which dwelleth in Zion. Declare among the people his doings. When he maketh inquisition for blood, he remembereth them. He forgetteth not the cry of the humble. Have mercy upon me, O Lord. Consider my trouble which I suffer of them that hate me. Thou that liftest me up from the gates of death, that I may show forth all thy praises in the gates of the daughter of Zion, I will rejoice in thy salvation. The heathen are sunk down in the pit that they made. In the net which they hid is their own foot taken. The Lord is known by the judgment which he executeth. The wicked is snared in the work of his own hands. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. For the needy shall not always be forgotten. The expectation of the poor shall not perish forever. Arise, O Lord, let not man prevail. Let the heathen be judged in thy sight. Put in them fear, O Lord, that the nations may know themselves to be but men. So this is Psalm 9, and it is a psalm of David. And you may recognize David from the rest of Scripture. This is the same David who killed Goliath, the same David who was king. And David saw his fair share of fights and of battles. But here he is talking about justice and judgment. It starts off with some praise. I will give thanks to you, Lord, with all of my heart and tell of your wonderful deeds. And the psalm goes on to explain what these wonderful deeds are. These wonderful deeds are the Lord's right and good judgment. It is him not allowing the evil to succeed and not forgetting or forsaking those who seek him. When we're in times of trouble, it can be easy to forget the good things that the Lord has done and only be able to remember the bad things which are happening around us. So it's important that we remember that God has done good things, that God has delivered us before and God can deliver us again. We shouldn't be discouraged if we see what seems to be the evil and the wicked succeeding. Because God can turn things around so that they fall into their own traps, into the pits that they have dug for others, those are the pits that they will fall into. Their wickedness will cause an ensnarement only for themselves. But I can assure you that God will never forget the needy. We are all in need. And God doesn't forget us. He doesn't leave us. He doesn't forsake us. Our hope will never perish because our hope is in the Lord. And so at the end of this psalm, there is this request. Arise, Lord, do not let mortals triumph. Or in the King James, arise, O Lord, let not man prevail. But we want to see the Lord's justice come. We want to see people held accountable for the injustices that have happened. Nations rise and fall, but God is there forever. So let's call to him. Let's remember him. Let's trust that he hasn't forgotten us, and let's rejoice in our salvation. Thank you for listening to Daily Psalm Reading. God bless you and goodbye.